Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
101.9 Hi FM. And in case you weren't aware, today is a new month, Rosh Chodesh Shevat. And it is a start of a new month, and spiritually speaking, a start of a new direction. So to find out what that direction is, we have Rabbi Ari Kiveman. He is the owner and senior services director of Chabad Goodness and Kindness Center. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov to you as well. Rabbi, give us a sense. Of course, every new month is a sort of mini celebration in the Jewish tradition. But this month in particular, what is it that we are expecting and should be thinking about going forward for the month ahead?
For sure. Who, am I speaking with Benji? I thought I was going on with Howard. Is that Benji?
Howard, if he sounds better and good, better, younger and better looking, then he is in fact Benji.
Benji, okay, great to be with you, Benji. I didn't realize who I was speaking to. I'm a little disoriented. Wonderful. Good to be on with you. So yes, absolutely. Rosh Chodesh is always a great day, a time of renewal, a time of refreshment. I guess you could say rejuvenation. That's always what Rosh Chodesh is about, and certainly Rosh Chodesh Shavat in particular, because there's a couple of, I guess, interesting tidbits about today, if anyone knows, but this is the day when Moshe Rabbeinu began his final teachings to the Jewish people, to our ancestors, before they entered the land of Israel. So we're talking about 3,297 years ago, quite some time ago, right? The Torah tells us, if you look at the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, that on this day, Moshe started reviewing and explaining the whole Torah. And I think to us, it's a good teaching as well, and a reminder how we have to constantly, that our learning is about continuous renewal, that each person must always seek deeper understanding. So that's certainly a significant message today in particular. We know that Moshe also translated the Torah into 70 languages. It's about making it personal and relevant in our own lives. And, you know, the Jewish calendar could sometimes be confusing because this is the 10th month in the Jewish calendar. I know we just had Rosh Hashanah a few months ago, but it's the 10th month in the calendar. And so we are reaching towards the culmination of the year. That means Pesach is around the corner. But focusing specifically on this month, there are significant dates that come to mind. Certainly the most commonly known date would be Tu B'Shvat, right? Tu B'Shvat is all about... Again, renewal. Tu B'Shvat is about the holiday of trees. And that has tremendous messages of personal growth for ourselves, just like trees start drawing new life in this month, certainly in the land of Israel. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat today is a time for spiritual renewal. It's about, you know, we're like a tree. We have to always grow. We have to stay connected to our roots, to our heritage, to our Torah, to our mitzvahs. We have to bear fruit, our own good deeds, inspiring others around us, which, Benji, you do a great job at that. So certainly I think there's lots of messages we could take for today about increasing in acts of goodness and kindness and strengthening our own connection to God and to humanity. And that's certainly what Rosh Chodesh Shavat stands out to me. As a Chabad rabbi, today's date reminds me this month is the month when the Rebbe took on the helm of leadership of the Chabad Lubavitch movement in 1951. So that also has a tremendous significance. So overall, I think we're in for a great month ahead, please God, a month that all of us can connect to our roots and can strengthen the blessings we each have. And on this day of Rosh Chodesh Shavuot, to renew our own personal commitments to one another.
Yes, Rabbi, and I agree with you, absolutely. Tu B'Shvat, one of my favorite holidays on the Jewish calendar, tree-related and fruit-related and all sorts of good things. So one of those holidays that you can sort of really get involved in and do your little bit, which is fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us. That's Rabbi Ari Kiveman. He is the owner and senior services director at Chabad's Goodness and Kindness Center, talking to us today about the significance of Rosh Chodesh Shavat and what it is that we can expect in the next month of Shavat, and some great messages there about connecting to the divine and to humanity and inspiring for the month ahead. heads. So yeah, some good ideas there to take you forth in your week and in your month.